Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Don't forget, we shine the spotlight of Valor at 8:35. So make sure you're tuned in for that. And speaking of Valor, and she happens to be married to a firefighter. Good morning, Kat Kamick, our congresswoman. How you doing?
Yes, shout out to my amazingly sexy husband, Matt Harrison, for all his public service. He's probably listening and cringing every second that I'm saying this.
Well, he's your big, beautiful hubby firefighter, but we need to talk about the big, beautiful bill and Elon Musk calling it a disgusting abomination. Kat, I think you should take that personally because you were a major part of writing that, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, this is the fun part of politics where everybody starts coming out and saying whether they like it or not. And, you know, there's been a lot of concern about the bill because reconciliation, it's no joke. It's a very complicated, in-the-weeds process with a lot of guardrails. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of really good stuff in there. No tax on overtime, no tax on tips. We begin to address the Social Security, no tax on Social Security, but because of the rules, you can't directly touch Social Security in reconciliation. There's all kinds of good stuff. You guys know, because I talk about this nonstop, that the real way to drain the swamp and cut spending is through regulatory reform. We spend, depending on if you look at different organizations, between $2 to $4 trillion every year on regulatory compliance. And so I've said repeatedly, the tax cuts being made permanent, absolutely great. We need to do that. No one needs a tax hike. The other element, no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime, hugely important. And we are in the House version cutting $1.5 trillion. That is a good start. But the big thing that I am a champion for is the regulatory reform. That's how you actually get power back to the people, drain the swamp, and really start cutting spending. Because this $1.5 trillion, it's a one-time cut. It is the biggest cut in American history, yes, but it's not enough. And so there is a lot of work to be done. I actually spoke to Elon 2 weeks ago. We had a meeting and, you know, I could sense his frustration. We talked about how they would go into some of these agencies and the systems were so archaic that to even get the data, you had to print it off and create this tome of paperwork just to then scan it back in. The system is completely broken. And so I understand he's frustrated. And there's going to be a lot of gnashing of teeth and decisions that are going to have to be made. The Senate's still working.
Let me ask you this. This has to do with raising the debt ceiling. Can you get, can you really get the thrust, the main parts, the most important critical parts of this bill through? And I understand the stimulating effect that maybe not everybody understands. The CBO is going to measure it different than how the economy will actually react. Yeah. And it's always been that way. You cut taxes, more money comes into the coffers. I get that. But is there any way to get something like this done without having to raise the debt ceiling?
In my mind, yes. The debt ceiling is a direct request from President Trump. He had made it very clear that we would not, or he would not, support a bill that Republicans put together that did not include raising of the debt ceiling. And he did that for a number of reasons. You know, Joe Biden, he had a clear path to do what he needed to do. And I think that that was something that was very frustrating for President Trump, seeing that his predecessor didn't have those types of guardrails, and he was looking for that same thing. Now, for me personally, that's a big problem because you see where the debt has spiraled out of control. That's one of those really contentious points that behind closed doors, now you see in out in the public, a lot of us have expressed concerns about increasing the debt ceiling. Problem is that, and I am no fan of increasing the debt ceiling, but that money's already out the door, and we've already seen another hit on our credit rating. So we've got a lot of big decisions to make. I will tell you, I'm very frustrated personally with the Republican Party right now because we're not moving fast enough. We're not codifying the DOGE cuts. We're not codifying the EOs. All the legislation has been drafted, but leadership has decided, no, we're just going to do some of these here and some of these there. And it's a very slow process, and we could be moving much faster. So me personally, I'm very frustrated about that. And in fact, at 9 o'clock, we'll be having a meeting to discuss that with leadership.
Do people understand that if this doesn't pass, that all the other tax cuts that Trump put into place his first term will sunset? Does everybody, yes, including lawmakers, understand that?
I mean, certainly the lawmakers do, but I think people get a little bit sideways with how they message it. When I met with probably 25 different constituent groups last week in Ocala and Gainesville. Some very progressive Democrats, some very conservative Republicans, everyone in between. And people seem confused about what exactly the tax cuts being made permanent were. If we do not make the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act permanent, they're set to expire at the end of this year, meaning everyone, starting at the lowest tax bracket, will see a $2,000 increase in their taxes, and that will go up every progressive tax bracket we have. That is what is the big centerpiece of the big, beautiful bill, is making those tax cuts permanent. Because if we don't, you'll see that major increase. Child tax care deductions will get cut in half. There will be a huge hit to small businesses. It would be catastrophic for the economy, but most importantly, it would be catastrophic for families in our district.
Well, you know, we hope that, you know, good things happen. I mean, we're rooting for the country. It's hard. Like you said, it's very complicated issues, what you can touch fiscally, what you can't. And you do get into the weeds very quickly. I think people overall are concerned, though, because we all believe that we've got to lower that debt. We've got to eliminate deficits. But there has to be a pathway there. And this is one of the ways in which we think we can get there. Is that correct?
This is one of the ways that we do it, and this is not the end-all, be-all. We have another shot at reconciliation after this. The reason why we use reconciliation is it allows us to bypass the 60-vote threshold in the Senate. That's why a lot of people are like, well, why don't you just do this normally the way you're supposed to? Well, it's because we can't overcome the 60 votes in the Senate. You have too many Democrats who want to see a price increase on goods and services. They want to hike your taxes, and we're just not going to have that. So it's going to require a lot more work. I've been working with our Senate counterparts to make sure that elements are getting tweaked that didn't get fixed in the House version. And hopefully we have a better product. But like I said, we have a long way to go, about a month left of work and tweaking, and we'll see what it comes back when the Senate wraps up their version on it.
And just real quick, Dr. Santa Ono's bid to be the president of UF was shockingly stopped by the Board of Governors. And I just wanted to get your take on it, if you've had a chance to read up on it at all.
Yeah, you know, one of the headlines I saw was Santa is not coming to town. And looking at some of the videos, some of the comments from the past certainly were concerning. UF has a very, very strong record of being anti-DEI, really moving away from this woke progressive agenda and focusing on education and excellence and merit. And so a lot of people rightfully had those concerns, shared those concerns, And it was stunning. I was actually voting when I got word that for the first time ever, the Board of Governors had rejected a pick. And so now it's back to the drawing board. I hope that that message is received by the Board of Trustees, that we're not going to sit on the sidelines and just accept individuals and hope for the best. We're going to do this very deliberately and thoughtfully.
Awesome. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, always a pleasure. Hang in there. Keep fighting the good fight.
Appreciate you guys. Go Gators.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.